First, I would like to thank all my family and friends, and also my church family, for being with me on this special day. Back in 1989, I was happily married with 6 beautiful children, a lovely home, cars, holidays every year. Life was bliss. 15 years later, my marriage broke down and it spiraled out of control from the hit destroyed my world. To cut a long story short, sadly my husband committed suicide. I spiraled into a deep depression and I took comfort in food and alcohol. I was out of control for the next 10 years and those years were hell. I was on loads of tablets to help with depression. I was drinking out of control, binge drinking every 3 weeks to the point of being unconscious. When I was drunk, I didn't know what I was doing, and my children all went through hell and back. Exactly a year ago tomorrow, I woke up on the Monday morning feeling suicidal. I can't remember exactly what made me do this, but I knew that I didn't want to die. So I went to Slimming World and joined on the 15th of February, 2017. That was the start of my journey. In Slimming World, I wasn't allowed to drink much because one shot of vodka was 2 sins. Gradually, I came off the vodka and went on to Diet Coke. I decided to go to the YMCA program for alcohol. I wanted to be able to go out and have a couple of drinks. What I learned is that I couldn't do that. If I was going to have one drink, then I wouldn't be able to stop. So I downsized from a litre bottle to 75 mils over the 11 months, then decided to go for alcohol free. It was hard, but now I am clean and don't drink alcohol. So today, I've lost 4.5 stone, I'm off alcohol free, and I'm off all medication. I was feeling very positive in my head and proud, and I wanted more and wondered what my next journey was. Then my sister Jackie rang me on one evening, which was on the 12th of November 2017. She rang me on a Saturday evening to invite me to hear a preacher called Swanee. She told me he was a man with a bald head, tattoos, and a bit scary. But he had a great message to share. My sister said that I would enjoy listening to him, so I decided to go. My brother-in-law Steve picked me up on the Sunday morning. When we arrived at the church, I went to talk to my sister. I remember when the worship started, something inside me started to happen. My emotions was all over the place. I was crying and shaking. I didn't realize what was happening inside of me. My sister took hold of my hand as she knew God was speaking to me and God had already met with me. Swanee was invited up to speak and he started to share his journey of how he was saved. His story was so moving and very sad that almost all of his journey made me realize just how much we were so alike. Before Swanee had finished his message, I knew I had to speak to him about how I felt. I shared with Swanee how I could connect with his journey, and he asked me if he could pray with me. My brother-in-law Steve was a minister for many years. He and Jackie have taken me to so many Alpha courses and other churches events over the 40 years. But tonight, something different was happening. Steve explained what happened in the service and took me through the sinner's prayer. And at this point, I invited Jesus into my heart, but I knew he was already there. My life has totally changed. I now know I would not be alive today if I hadn't made that decision. I had to stop drinking, self-harming, and overeating. Slimming World was the start of my journey, and then 11 months on, Jesus came into my life. Now I am fully involved with the church. I joined Sally, Bob, and Rachel's home group. They have become my family. I am so grateful to Sally and Fiona for all their support, and also Simon and all my church family who have welcomed me with open arms. I'm also involved in prayer meetings and coffee shops, which has given me a new lease. I also want to thank my best friend, Kath, who has been my rock for the last 30 years. She's always there for all of us. I want to thank Jackie and Steve for praying for me for 40 years and for never giving up on me. I want to thank my children and my brother and sisters for all their support. They've gone through hell and back and always been by my side. I'm choosing today to be baptized because I knew God told me to. I've always so signed up for the Alpha course, which I'm really excited about. I now know that I have a future, a fulfilled life. And thank you for listening to my story, and have a blessed day.
Michelle, the verse that Simon has chosen for you is from 2 Corinthians 5:17, which is, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here."
Can everyone see? It's great having everyone around. Can you just kind of duck down a little bit so we can... We'll do is do one of these things they do, like what bands do, and they you duck down and jump up in the air again. Fancy doing that? Yeah. That's great. I'll just explain the verses. I like to choose a verse for each person, which kind of brings meaning to their story from my perspective. And with Adrian a moment ago, we talked about that verse that was, "I will keep you in perfect peace." And Adrian's someone who's talked a lot about God's peace. And with Michelle, it's, "If anyone is in Christ, they're a new creation." And we've just been so overjoyed to see Michelle. She sort of dropped from heaven onto our lap. I got a message from Helen, our administrator, saying there was a lady really enthusiastic, wants to meet you. And no one's enthusiastic about meeting me, so that was great. And she said she'll be down at 6:30 for our early morning prayer meeting. And I thought, nah. And there, 6:20 I arrived, she was waiting outside the door. But it's been just a joy to see God's work in your life, Michelle. So, I'm going to ask you these three questions. Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, and are you trusting in Him alone for salvation?
Yes.
Having been told something of the meaning and significance of baptism, is it your wish to be baptised? Do you promise with God's help to follow Christ all the days of your life and to serve Him within the fellowship of His church?
Definitely. We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.